The key to making a million is to know how bloody easy it is. It's so easy, it's untrue. Anybody can do it. You can do it. You're an intelligent guy, and you can go there and you can start a children's day nursery and build up to the second one, the third one, and so on. All you've got to do is just take that first initial risk and go and do it. Anybody can do it. It's easy. It honestly is easy.
The key to making lots and lots of money is to have a business that creates small amounts of money at least, at the very least, and always planning how you are going to realise that.
I think there are a number of ways that you make a million. It totally comes down to your mindset, your ability, your self-confidence. An interesting friend once told me you have to act like a queen to be treated like one. And what she referred to was that if you don't have the self-confidence to excel to the highest limit, then how can you expect to gain that? So, to make a million, you have to want it. You have to have focus. And then you have to be thinking about the next million.
Well, first of all, you've got to be able to spot the opportunity. Because I've known people who've worked as hard as me, who were smarter than me, who put in more hours than me, but they chose the wrong opportunity and therefore never made as much money. Therefore, you've got to be clever enough to spot the correct opportunity. Entrepreneurs see opportunity every day of the week, but I say, what's the correct one? Because it's a big opportunity cost. If you choose this, it means you can't do that. Therefore, is this the right one? And being able to work that out is key. And then once you spot the right opportunity, yeah, determination, focus, build a team. But I guess the key thing is the opportunity.
Anybody who wants to make £1 million can. All that's needed is the right opportunity and the millionaire mindset. Welcome to the Millionaire MBA, the definitive home study course which trains your mind to think with an entrepreneurial millionaire mindset. For 30 minutes a day over 8 weeks and with the help of 25 award-winning UK-based entrepreneurs and 4 experts in business and success, the Millionaire MBA will not only give you the confidence to succeed as an entrepreneur, but will also train your mind to find the right opportunity for you. Based on the concept of modeling excellence, this audio course was inspired by the principles of neuro-linguistic programming and Napoleon Hill's 1937 classic book, Think and Grow Rich. Building on these guiding influences, the Millionaire MBA provides the ability to fast-track your own route to success by following in the footsteps of masters. Our 25 award-winning entrepreneurs will share with you in their own words and language what they consider to be the path to entrepreneurial success. They'll share with you their thoughts on the 12 core elements of the millionaire mindset and will continue to guide you through an exciting and educational journey which will reprogram your mind for success. By modeling their words, actions, and behavior, and learning from their many years of combined entrepreneurial experience, you'll be able to accelerate the development of your own millionaire mindset.
I know lots of people who could make £1 million if they put the effort in, but they just don't want to. You know, and partly it's because they're afraid they won't make it. I don't know how many people don't make £1 million who try, but I know a lot of people who have made £1 million and they don't seem to have. It seems to be that they just wanted £1 million. That's why they've done it. A million isn't very much these days either. Just think of it like that. It's just like a stepping stone.
I do believe that anyone can do it. You have to keep on planting the seeds, believing in yourself, get out there, shout from the world, shout to everyone. You know, anyone that will listen to you, you just shout from the rooftops about your company and you tell them what you're doing. It doesn't matter, you know, be it the postman or director of a corporate company. You just tell everyone what you're doing and you just keep planting the seeds and you'll get there.
I always say optimists rule the world, and it's so true. The difference between something happening and it not happening is the belief that it will happen. And I've seen time and time again people who could have made something happen, but they didn't believe it, they didn't see it in their mind's eye, and so as a result, self-fulfilling prophecy, it doesn't happen. Universally across all of successful entrepreneurs and even successful business people that have not founded their own ventures, it's a confidence plus optimism plus persistence. But if I had to choose between the three, I would say optimism, then confidence and persistence.
To me, the most important single attribute is persistence. I think it's the unwillingness to give up and the ability to continue against the odds that distinguishes the winners from the others.
Well, just don't give up, because there's always got to be an option. There's always got to be a get out somewhere. You know, you've got to be realistic, but you can't give up.
Millionaire mindset is not taking no for an answer and determined that they're right. And that's it. Because I have to sort of explain this to people in large companies when I'm doing entrepreneurship for banks and people, which is, it's not the generation of ideas, because ideas come from everywhere. It's the determination that you're going to solve that problem, almost to the point of insanity in some people's cases. Then it's the ability to attract a team around you who can execute. Then it's the last thing, which is being lucky. And every entrepreneur you speak to will say, I was lucky, and they believe it. Whether they really believe it, whether they think they're going to be lucky all the time is a different thing. But I was lucky back in 83, 84, I was in the right place at the right time. And good entrepreneurs make their own luck. And, you know, the glass is always half full. And the reality is that they're as lucky or unlucky as anybody else, but they forget the bad luck and they just move on. They just explain it away and they just get on to the next thing. They're going to be lucky tomorrow. They always are. They're going to live forever and that thing. But there was something in the Sunday newspapers this weekend about it becomes self-fulfilling. If you believe it, then it'll happen. And you've got to have that mindset.
Self-belief. Unquestionably self-belief. The ability that no matter what problems you put in front of me, I will overcome them. I will get where I want to go. I am aiming in that direction. I know exactly where I'm going. I may not know exactly how I'm going to get there, because you never know what's around the corner or what obstacles will be put in the way. But undoubtedly, I will get there. I will succeed.
The millionaire mindset is a different way of thinking to the employee or self-employed mindset. It's beyond confidence. It's having inner belief in yourself and having zero doubt in your mind that you will achieve success as an entrepreneur. It transcends understanding. In a word, it can be called inner standing. The Millionaire MBA creates your inner standing of the millionaire mindset. We are all born potential millionaires. We have amazing untapped resources within us just waiting to be released. Most of us never come close to harnessing this potential or testing our limits. The Millionaire MBA is designed to awaken this latent force already within you, directing this intrinsic energy source into your future entrepreneurial success.
If you're not going to believe in it 100%, you can't persuade other people to believe in it.
The original money put into the company was £30,000. And when it was sold, even though the share price was way down from what it had been, it was for £143 million. So that although it's undoubtedly the case that I did a lot of things wrong and you could have done much better, even so, it has been a success.
Determination and confidence, they're almost linked, right? Because if you lose your confidence, you can be as determined as you like, and it ain't going to happen. You've got to be confident about your abilities moving forward and dragging in all of the elements you need to sort of achieve your goal. So whether it's confidence or determination, I tend to use them both all the time. Absolutely determined to do something, you know. And once I enter the field, you know, I am very confident that we're going to give this the best shot possible, and I've always linked it to lots of other elements, of course, and but those two.
I think probably the most important thing is a complete self-belief. You know, I've always, you know, since I started the business, I have always felt that it will work.
What you've got to have, and what I had, is complete and utter faith in your idea. And that faith comes across as confidence. And that confidence generates trust from other people and belief from other people because you believe in your idea.
I mean, I vividly remember being in the office on Christmas Eve, working on this on the first year, and we took a call from one of our biggest exhibitors who said, "I'm really sorry to tell you," he said, "there's never a good time, but we're actually not going to do your event." And that was a huge knock on Christmas Eve, and you think, you know, thanks, pal, you know. But you kind of think, right, as I said earlier, you know, you dust yourself down, you pick yourself up, and you say, I'm not gonna lose this, I'm gonna fight. And funny enough, we didn't actually persuade them to come back in.
Our business is entirely about persuasion, and that's kind of my main skill. I persuade people that event ideas are good when they're just ideas. I persuade people that once we've got these ideas mapped out, that they should give us money to make them come true. I persuade staff to work on them and persuade people to dream about wouldn't it be good if.
I think the millionaire mindset is a positive drive. It's a total belief that you're going to make something happen. I'm going to do that, and that's it. And nothing else gets in the way.
There's very little entrepreneurial spirit drummed into children in schools, and they do get conditioned into this whole lifestyle of what career are you going to do, what A-levels will you take, how will your degree help you in the job you get, and then, bang, 60 years later, you're retired, or, you know, and your life's gone, whereas there's no reason why you can't just make, again, that crucial flip, that crucial step, just to try it on your own. And again, I think anyone can do that. It just need that tiny push to do it. And this could be it.
Millionaire MBA is an 8-week home study audio course built around interviews with 25 award-winning UK-based entrepreneurs. For 30 minutes a day, over 8 weeks, you'll retrain your mind to think differently for entrepreneurial success. Included in the 25 masters who'll guide you through 2 months of learning are the entrepreneurs behind successful companies such as Pizza Express, IG Index, Yo Sushi, The White Company, Cobra Beer, Carpetright, and many more. The course includes an entrepreneur who started selling shoes from the back of his car and went on to sell his business 18 years later for £280 million. It includes an entrepreneur who started with negative equity when he sold his house in the early 1990s, but after reading Think and Grow Rich, went on to co-create a business which was later sold for £42 million. He then built his next business from scratch and in 14 months sold it for £35 million, all before he was 35 years old. The course includes the entrepreneur behind Eidos, one of the world's fastest growing companies in the 1990s. You'll hear from the inventor of the Anyway Up Cup and understand her mindset of success and excellence. You'll hear from the entrepreneur who started her recruitment company with a credit card and a £10,000 overdraft. She has now built that company into a multi-million pound business. You'll hear from the entrepreneur who started his career by buying an ice cream van for £450, expecting to fix it up for a profit, but instead went on to build his own fleet of ice cream vans. After selling that company, he went on to build a chain of nursing homes, then a chain of children's daycare nurseries, and more recently, a chain of fitness clubs. You'll find him and many of the other entrepreneurs featured in the Millionaire MBA in the Sunday Times Rich List. The one thing you'll find in common with all 25 entrepreneurs is that they each have the millionaire mindset. The Millionaire MBA provides a unique opportunity to learn from these masters, who over the course of 8 weeks will share the lessons they've learned and help direct you towards your own entrepreneurial success. The course is delivered on 25 audio CDs and is designed to be listened to for 30 minutes a day wherever you have access to a CD player. Whether it's on the way to work or relaxing at home, this inspirational, educational, and entertaining course is the most effective way for you to develop your own millionaire mindset. To read more about the award-winning entrepreneurs and experts who have contributed to the Millionaire MBA and for a full understanding of the course structure, please visit www.millionairemba.com.
The most important element, I think, is to be passionate, is to be absolutely committed and passionate to what you're going to do. And I think if you haven't got that, you haven't got a hope in hell.
One of the most important things is probably passion. Entrepreneurs are absolutely obsessed and in love with what they're doing. And I think you need that if you're setting up a new business, because it's extremely difficult to do. And if you're not totally in love with the idea, it's very difficult to convince other people, such as suppliers or bank managers or employees.
I think that passion, you know, or enthusiasm, or whatever you call it, is probably the one common denominator to everything. Because unless you are, and I'm not saying that I'm passionate and enthusiastic the whole time. Sometimes I get, oh, God, bloody hell, what am I doing this for? You know, I get the same as everybody. Not very often, I must admit. But generally, I'm enthusiastic about it. And I think that the people that I meet who are in business, that is a very common denominator about them. Because unless you are, you know, what are you doing it for? You'll never get you through the hard times.
I've just gone into this because I believed I could do it. And everybody was kind of laughing at me, thinking, my God, you're mad. Because I had really no education. It's like, now looking back, you should never knock education. Because the more, you know, things that I've learned at school, obviously that would have helped me today.
I've got a saying, there's no such word as can't. Because all you do is you take the tea off it. Which means you can do it. You can do anything. Anything you try, you can do.
The Millionaire MBA is designed for anybody who wants to achieve success as an entrepreneur. Whether or not you already have an idea for a business doesn't matter. What matters is that your mind is tuned to entrepreneurial success. Those who develop their minds will not only be more receptive to new business ideas as they're identified, but will also be more responsive when opportunities come along. Those who develop the millionaire mindset will have the inner confidence that they can turn opportunity into business success. The Millionaire MBA is also for those who choose to stay in full-time employment. In today's ever-changing world, with reduced job security and increased volatility in the employment market, it's critical that you view yourself as the entrepreneur of your own company. That company is Me Unlimited. In fact, we're all entrepreneurs of our own lives, and therefore to achieve the greatest level of success in life, it's essential to develop a mindset of excellence, the millionaire mindset. As you heard at the start of this promotional CD, anybody who wishes to can indeed develop a million-pound business. There's no doubt that each and every one of us has that inborn potential. The only difference between those who actually achieve this level of success and those who don't is one thing. That is the way they think. For more information about the Millionaire MBA and thinking differently with the millionaire mindset, please visit us online at www.millionairemba.com.
Biggest motivation was, if I didn't do it, I'd always regret it. And it was a number of personal circumstances, including someone close to me getting ill, that made me actually more aware of my own mortality. That made me think, oh, bugger it, I'll go for it. And it wasn't actually through some convincing business plan. It wasn't a clever piece of capitalism that I said, if I do this, I'll get X. It was actually much more, I need to do this, otherwise I'll always regret it.
Opportunities and ideas, I think, come from yourself as an entrepreneur. I think very much you just look for your own environment. All the entrepreneurs I speak to were just providing something they needed themselves, really, just a hole in the market they felt was there. Part of my fun is having an original idea
and delivering it and being seen to have done this, thought of it and done it first, and everyone to smack their heads and go, why didn't I think of it? It's so stupidly simple. And that's when you know you've got a real cracker. When people say, well, why hasn't someone done it before? It's so obvious. That's when you know you've got it.
It's incredible, and the hours, the commitment that you'll put into it, and you just don't even think about it, you know, till 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, all night if necessary, you know.
I think at the end of the day, it's about willingness to take risk. If you don't take chances, you don't get anywhere, you don't go anywhere. You have to make intellectual decisions, you have to look at commercial viability and decide what you're going to do. But at the end of the day, looking at all the logical stuff doesn't take you anywhere. It's having that sort of the balls to do it, really.
The single most important reason I can think of is just that we've actually started. We've made that crucial leap.
I think the secret of success is just really, is actually doing it. There's an awful lot of people who might stand in the pub talking about how to be successful or how to start a business or sit at home watching television and thinking about it, but they don't actually do it. If you're going to be successful, you've got to start a business. And the way you do that is you stop going to the pub and you stop watching television. It's as simple as that. The most important thing in the world for all of us is time. And if we waste that time doing nothing, lying on the couch watching television, then we won't be successful.
For more information about the Millionaire MBA and thinking differently with the Millionaire Mindset, please visit us online at www.millionairemba.com.